Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I learn on company time. High school is supposed to teach you how to build your own company, and you are supposed to figure out that college is a scam. You are not supposed to tolerate fake grades, and even grades in general. The system of encouragement was supposed to revolve around your financial independence. Your teachers were supposed to teach you how to build a series of independent businesses that would teach you all the subjects. It is that series of businesses that would create the need for mathematics, programming, and science. Language, social studies, history would come from narrated books that you would read in your travels as an exchange student. The exchange is meant to help you transition to a broader, more global culture in expectation of world peace and unity. Electives are actually just as important, if not more important, as the main subjects. Your school was never supposed to use grades, but both get you to make money and pay you for a healthy and balanced existence. This is not a fantasy. Military, nuclear weapons, and war as means of change are a fantasy. Just consider how imbecile, how infantile peace is by means of using mutually assured destruction as a deterrent. How many generations will it take, do you think, before the notion of a deterrent is forgotten? And the nuclear weapons are deployed as a permanent fix to some stupid temporary problem that we would have avoided had we had a real education. Deployed by uneducated children, taught from a young age that the other children need to die because they are different. Even borders are a stupid idea. Geographic, certainly. But any division that divides our family apart is a stupid idea. A functional education system that immediately helps its students out of poverty is critical for the advancement of humankind. You have been misled. You have been tricked. You have been forced into broken cultures, and you have been put on a path to repeat humanity's worst mistakes. The people who have done this to you are the same people that will do this to the younger generations. To stop this, to put an end to this cycle, you have to stop living an ordinary life and become a great being. If you don't stop living an ordinary life right now, then whatever discomforts you are hoping to avoid by continuing to live life as is will transform into untold suffering for the future generations. Future generations that you are meant to watch over with your greatness of heart and mind. Here is how you can get started. Listen to every narrated book that changes lives. If your boss wants you to stop learning during work, quit your job and find one that will support your self-education. The reason why you can't see what you will do about money is the same reason why people who have been taken into slavery didn't know where else to go. It is the same reason why people return to prisons, being unable to find a job or an apartment even. Knowledge was denied to them. Knowledge has been denied to you as well. Other than telling you to listen and read thousands of books, I won't tell you which, as it is the thousands of great beings that you choose to listen to that will help you find a path of real knowledge, true wisdom, and unforgettable greatness. A word of caution. Those who will try to prevent you from listening to books or make fun of you for any such reason are neither friend nor family. Go to the library today. Search for narrated books that try to bridge what we didn't learn in school with what we should know today. Pleasant and award-winning books with cheerful authors and memorable narrators. Look into nonfiction, biographies and memoirs, adventure and travel. There is no single category that will have everything you need, but look into meaningful lives and admired thinkers that made the world a better place. Look for adventure books that make us stronger. Narrated books also double as a way of testing your well-being. If you can't focus or keep losing track, especially when you have a good narrator, then you have pushed yourself too hard in life. It is not that you can't listen to narrated books, but that you have been pushed too far and cut yourself off from the ability to listen and learn. Vacations often reveal the stress levels that we are under. After some real rest, you will discover that you need books. If you need a vacation but aren't sure what to do or where to go, there are places that many great beings upon visitation may call a crucible or a place of healing or even penance. Those are the great trails, the Appalachian Trail of the East and the Pacific Crest Trail of the West, and they have their equivalents throughout the world. They will always wait for you. They will always welcome you. They will always heal you. And they will always serve as all the proof you need that you are meant to become a great being and add to the change that the future needs.